Sports Friday this morning. Duke and Dow with you in studio. Joining us live over the air today is the PRCA rodeo announcer for the Lincoln County Fair. That's Les Olhauser. Les, good morning. How are you doing today?
How's everybody doing in Afton, Wyoming?
Hey, we're doing great. Thanks for joining us this morning. Give us kind of an idea of maybe what people don't necessarily understand about what you do.
Well, I'm a rodeo announcer / auctioneer, so I'm either talking slow or fast, but I enjoy life and I enjoy doing it. I travel a lot. Actually, my year, because of my occupation, starts in January, runs all the way into December, and we start all over again. So it's on the road, actually. I'm in Bismarck, North Dakota right now, just finishing up a program here in auction, and then I'll be heading to Cody, Wyoming, and then from there I got to go down to Afton to the Lincoln County Fair and Rodeo. So traveling from the West Coast, I'll have about 4,000 miles before I get done on this trip.
Wow. That's just this trip, it sounds like.
Yeah, I just did one 2 weeks ago, and that was 4,700 miles.
Jeez. Well, Les, you've been coming to the Lincoln County Fair for a number of years. Talk to us about the growth that you've seen with this particular PRCA. This year, for the first time, they're adding a third night. And so as you've seen kind of these small-town rodeos like this, talk about how they've grown.
Well, what happened here actually was pretty doggone good. The attendance had sold out every night for Friday and Saturday. So they added another perf to allow more people to come through. And it also allowed the cowboys, because of the rodeo schedule, we start basically in January. And all the way through basically April, we have what we call the large indoor rodeos, coliseum rodeos, or barn rodeos. Then we go outdoors. And then the 4th of July hits. We call that Cowboy Christmas because of all the millions of dollars up for prize money. Now we're into what we call the county fair and rodeo run. And here's where we come into play. There are rodeos going on, and normally, as you stated, a rodeo is Friday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever. But now, because of the county fairs going on for a week or so, there's rodeos every day. So these cowboys could hit more than one rodeo. So what we did is added another performance, allowing more cowboys, cowgirls, to come on in and compete. And reflecting, I've got the day sheets right here in front of me. When I mean day sheets, that is the contestant cowboy cowgirl list. And you are not hurting for contestants. We are jam-packed.
So when you talk about that, you're talking about the kind of the upper echelon of rodeo cowboys and cowgirls.
You better believe it. I'm looking at the list here. You got cowboys that have been to the Wrangler National Finals 9 times, 10 times. I mean, in every event, you've got somebody that's been to the Wrangler National Finals or trying to get there. And some great, great, outstanding young talent coming up. Bareback riding, of course, obviously, you got a hometown kind of a cowboy right there, Donnie Prophet. He'll be back. He won the rodeo a couple of years ago. So he's coming back, and he's ranked number 33 in the world standings and climbing with a lot of rodeo. Just down the road from Evanston, Wyoming, you got Miles Carlson going to be there. Cooper Cook, here's a standout. Here's one that nobody's seen coming. 22 years young. Nobody kind of knew about him. He's from Victor, Idaho. Just came back from the Calgary Stampede, won it all. Won over $64,000 at one rodeo. He's at your rodeo.
You know, Les, you talked about
in the bareback riding.
And that's just the bareback riding. And you talk about some of those names. You mentioned Donnie Prophet of Lincoln County, right in Kemmer. What an opportunity for someone like him to come to his hometown rodeo, right at his own Lincoln County Fair, and really kind of make some noise against some talent and some cowboys that are above him in the standings. I mean, if someone like Donnie wins this thing, that's a big deal for him.
You better believe it. And, you know, and people don't take it for granted. Just because he's from a little town there, this kid has got some athletic ability that is unreal. And to be ranked in the top 30 in the world right now and climbing, but, you know, this is only July coming into August, basically, now. But we go all the way into October, and some of the major rodeos are still coming up in the county fair and rodeo run. So there's going to be a ton of rodeos, and this guy easily could slip into that top 15 with his riding abilities.
So as you talk about this this circuit, this county fair circuit, and how all of these people basically – you know, they got to form their own schedule on where they're going to ride and where they're going to go. This third day really does give them an opportunity to draw another level, another round of competitors to Lincoln County. Is that correct?
Very correct. What it did is it allows them to come into a rodeo, and Thursday night's going to be an exceptional rodeo. We got a lot of top talent because those cowboys and cowgirls need to go on to another rodeo, a Friday and Saturday, Sunday rodeo. So this is allowing them to have one more opportunity for a huge paycheck. And I guarantee you, Lincoln County Fair and Rodeo has a outstanding payout for these top cowboys and cowgirls. So they're coming for a reason.
Les Olhauser, PRCA rodeo announcer for the Lincoln County Fair Rodeos next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Les, you mentioned the Saddle Bronc. I understand in some of the other events, we have a top 10 guy from the Saddle Bronc. I think bareback is what you mentioned. Saddle Bronc top 10. We have a barrel racer in the top 5 right now in Busby. Tell us who else is coming on your day sheet. That's a big name.
Well, I can tell you right now, a cowboy that nobody kind of heard anything about, but boy, did he break waves not long ago at Casper, Wyoming, when we had the college finals. The cowboy from Maple Creek, Saskatchewan, was going to school there, qualified for the college national finals, won it all, James Perrin. He's your new world champion college cowboy. He has entered your rodeo. Another up-and-coming, and I know it's a no-name to most, but he's from Florence, Colorado. Walker Zonico is going to be there. And another good kid. Now, here's one that's really climbing, and I mean climbing. Coleman Shawbetter had won just about every major rodeo a 20-year-old cowboy can win. And he was just one of those guys that, like, well, where's this guy from? Where's Gunnison, Colorado? Well, he put him on the map. He's won a ton of money. The NFR Open, 12 grand there, went to college at Tarleton, qualified for the Mountain State Circuit Finals. Won the Mountain State Circuit Finals, started out in Rapid City, South Dakota, Extreme Bronc Ride, won it all, took a ton of money out of Denver, Colorado. And normally, the beginning of the year, when you start winning that huge, you know, you can find out you got to draw the good horses. But whatever horse this cowboy drew, he made it happen. Chet Johnson, a cowboy that went to the Wrangler National Finals 3 times, has entered your rodeo. He has come out of retirement. He's coming back to compete, so it's going to be a fun rodeo. Another superstar, Jay Tatum. And here's a guy that's a bareback bronc rider, went to school in Texas, travels. He's an all-around cowboy, young talent. He's here. So it's going to be some fun. Ira Dickinson, just down the road, sitting, I believe he's number 2 in the world standings for rookie of the year. And this cowboy's got tons of talent. He's there. So, you got the young guns, then you got the guys that have just been there a little bit longer. Tilden Hooper, 9 times to the Wrangler National Finals. He's there. You see him on the TV, Cowboy Channel, all the time.
Les Olhauser, PRCA rodeo announcer, coming to next weekend's Lincoln County Fair Rodeos on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Les, appreciate your time. Just one more question. I wanted to ask about the culture of rodeo. You go to so many of these, as you mentioned, over the course of the year, and there's one thing that's always the same, and that's the culture of the sport of rodeo and kind of the respect that is there. And maybe touch on that a little, if you would.
You bet. The cowboys and cowgirls, it's changed so drastically. You know, years ago, you worked on a ranch or whatever, you entered the rodeo on the weekend, you got on your truck, car, and you drove to it, got on, got off, and went on. But now these guys are doing it professionally. They got trainers. They stay in shape. When they're not competing during the day or at night, they're working out. They're at a athletic facility, gym, and they're doing everything they need to do right. It's a living now. You can make a living doing it. And just like the young cowboy that won, Cook, that won Calgary, he had to get on, I think, 4 horses and won $64,000. You do the math. You know, 8-second rides, 32 seconds. Yeah, I think he did well.
Les Olhauser, don't miss the PRCA Rodeos Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week. Tickets available at LincolnCountyFair.info. Les, look forward to seeing you next week in Afton.
I'll be coming in. I'm going to have a great time. Hospitality is always five-star in Afton, Wyoming.
It's First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.